will say that one of the things that we've been able to do is whenever a suggestion comes in, Sue and I discuss it, or one of us discuss it. If it's a very obvious one, one of us makes a decision. So, for example, if it's somebody found a typo, that's obvious. We make a decision, that's it, and we make the fix. If it's pedagogical or a different way of explaining, most of the suggestions that come in are stylistic. And so the majority of them, we would say, this is a wonderful idea. This is the beauty of the book. You can download it. You can edit it. You can download and just skip the chapter you want. You can edit the text and put it up under your own name. We're very happy, and we appreciate the suggestion. But this is how we teach, and this is a way for you to modify it to meet the demands of your students. But there are others that we think about real carefully, and we think, you know what? That would be a great idea. We try to make typo changes immediately, and there aren't that many. I really don't want to make it sound like there are many. There aren't that many, especially past the first year that it was put up in 2007. Mm-hmm. So there really aren't that many. But the stylistic ones, we would wait, and every 6 months or so, we would do another PDF. And they didn't change enough that the students, if they had a previous PDF, there isn't enough of a change that it really matters that much. When there was a major change, we actually went from what we called a first edition to a second edition, and that was because we wanted everybody to know. And we had a blue cover for the first edition, and it went to a red cover. And what we did tell the students and what we did do is Sue wrote a list of all the changes that were substantial that were made from the first edition to the second edition. And we told the students, if you have the blue cover, or if your friend does, or if you get it used, do not buy the red cover book. Don't buy the second edition. In fact, we don't want you to buy the book anyways, but if you feel you want a hard copy, don't do it. Don't change because of the edition. Keep the old edition and just look online when homework problem numbers might be changed.